The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All right, it's down in the DM breakdown. You remember we talked to Erin, my girl Erin, and she was kind of upset because her man Marcus had a charge that appeared to be him paying for another woman's nails.
Oh,
you recall this? Yeah, this is how this down in the DM went down.
And he told me that she was thanking him for helping her get a discount with a moving company.
But you think he's lying to you?
I know it's a lie because he paid to get her nails done.
She really thinks that Marcus might be up to no good with his ex or a woman he dated, right? He dated this woman for a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm playing the part of the nail shop receptionist, and I'm just going to pretend that we might have charged him too much money because we're about to find out. Is he buying this woman he used to date her nails? We certainly don't want to have overcharged you.
Okay, yeah. Let me. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing the payment process for $150 to studio.
I knew it. And, oh, my God. Why are you lying to me?
Oh, he got caught. So here's the rest of the call.
Why are you lying to me? Why don't you just admit to this?
I don't want to talk about this right now on the phone with other people.
Do you know what? If you come clean, it's probably the best thing right now.
The truth is out here. He paid for the nails. Why, bro? Why are you paying for another woman's nails when you have a girlfriend?
What the f***? Just hang up the phone, okay, and call me back.
Fine, whatever.
Let me find out DJ Automatic buys his ex some nails.
Damn.
Let me find out.
If a girl I'm dating pays for another dude's haircut, I'm going to feel a type of way about that for sure, bro.
I mean, is it worse than actual cheating?
It's on the same level.
It's
because that means you care about that person and you really like.
That's what I'm getting to. You know? It's the cherry on top. TBH.
Yes.
Because, like, yeah, now you're invested. This is, like, the messiest kind of...
Invested, Anthony.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Like, why are you trying to take care of a side chick like this when you have a main lady?
Obviously, your main ain't as important to you as you think.
Man,
Did we ever establish that he pays for his main girl's nails and stuff?
No, he doesn't.
He's never done that, bro.
Dump him.
There's levels to this. So we got call on calls on calls. Go ahead. What are your thoughts on it?
There's way more going on because I may not have gotten my nails done in 6 years, but it didn't cost me more than $50 to get my nails done.
Jeez.
So over 100, she got the full pedicure and the little sparkly thingies and everything.
She went for it all. She got the stones, the rhinestones, the
ombre. Exactly. It's not cost more than $50 for your nails.
If your partner spends money on an ex, to me this is a personal expense. How do you handle it? Is it worth breaking up over?
I will say this. Women are triggered by this whole nail thing.
No. This is a big no-no.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You watch those home renovation shows. Well, I know you do, DJ Automatic, because I make you.
I have to.
HGTV. It's my thing, okay? Well, a couple in Ohio bought a home built in the late 1800s. And thought, we're going to renovate this place. As they started pulling off the floors, they noticed there was a cellar underneath. So they lifted everything up. Out come two green suitcases. They're like, oh, maybe it's baseball cards. What? Maybe, you know, I don't know what's in there. Open it up. $23,000 in cash.
Oh, man.
What the? Nice, dude. I thought this was going to be a ghost story.
No.
But that was sick.
I'll take the ghost to cash all day long. They thought maybe there were some gold bars or something inside because it really was heavy. Have you ever seen those old vintage suitcases? They're green and they're all...
Yeah, I know exactly.
That's
my grandma had those, yes.
Yes, they look exactly like that. They were wrapped in newspaper dated March of 1951. So authorities believe that this money was stashed back then. The cash was nicely covered in wax paper. And since the homeowners purchased the home and it's in their name, they get to keep the cash.
Oh, nice, dude.
You think it was stolen?
You know, who knows? Maybe.
We don't want to talk about that.
I like to think it belonged to a mafia member.
That'd be,
and,
that's
you know,
cool
now
story,
it's a finder keepers.
So. I'll tell you somebody who could use that cash, an 80-year-old nun that's going to federal prison for stealing $835,000 from a Los Angeles Catholic school.
$835,000?
Yep, and it gets weirder, don't worry. She did it to feed her gambling habit.
Almost $1 million?
Yeah, Sister Mary Margaret Cooper admitted to embezzling the money over 10 years. And told the judge, I have sinned. So she's going to prison and she's been ordered to pay back all the money she stole.
What do you mean she's going to prison? She should just be able to go to confession. All is forgiven.
Well, she is going to hell.
We'll keep the interesting criminals going. An intruder left behind $200 for a broken window after breaking into a home, taking a bath, and eating some shrimp.
Oh,
come on, man.
This is actually kind of a crazy story. So Terrell Christensen was found inside a Santa Fe home when the homeowner came home, found him in the living room. living room drinking a beer, eating some shrimp. And when he caught him, he apologized immediately. The intruder did, gave him $200 and walked out with his AK-47.
What?
Yo, right? My man's on the run. This is like some kind of action movie or something, dog.
You ought to let him go, too. Yeah. Here's your two. Take the cash with you. I don't even want your $200.
Well, Terrell claims actually on the run from a group of people who killed his family in East Texas.
Have they caught the man?
Yes, they did, actually. He was later booked and placed into the Santa Fe County Jail.
I bet his bond is more than $200.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.